Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome back. This segment of the show is brought to you by Delta Business Services and features Stephen Rishal, who's joining us from 1080 Financial Group in Sherman Oaks, California. We're going to talk about the next generation of financial advice and how Steve and 1080 Financial Group wrap that financial advice around multiple generations. So if you're a family business or you're working you want your whole family and generational wealth to occur, you want to work with someone who sees the big picture, and that's Stephen Rishal. Stephen, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Bill. It's great to be here today.
Very great to have you. And, you know, when we talk about the next generation of financial advice, you mentioned to me a little bit ago that there's a reason you call yourself 1080 Financial Group. Tell me about that.
Yeah, that's a great question. We came up with the name 1080 Financial Group because we talk to our clients a lot about 360-degree planning, a very comprehensive, collaborative approach. And we realize that in a lot of cases, it's not just about the client. It's also about their parents, or it's about their children. So there's multiple generations involved. So 360 plus 360 plus 360, that's how you get to 1080.
Love it. So you're right. A lot of times people just tend to think about their own situation, but they really need to think about what's going on in front and in back of them, because it's going to impact them at some point in their lives.
They do.
And when you say 360 planning, 360 degree planning, you mean you're just taking the comprehensive, holistic kind of look all the way around at all the different things that can happen, from legal, tax, financial, all the different, you know, health, the whole world of financial planning, right?
Yeah, that's correct. There are so many pieces to this puzzle. And, you know, I really feel that it does someone good to work with someone that's kind of like the quarterback of the team. Because you're going to have your tax experts, you're going to have your estate planners, you're going to have, if you're a business owner, maybe you have a CFO, business partners, family involved, so many people, so many expertise, but who's really making sure that all of these things are aligned and make sense for your situation?
Yeah, there is. You can get pulled every which way by all the different advisors, and you need to have someone who can make sense of all of it. So that's where you guys come in. Now, tell me about your background and how'd you get involved with the 1080 Financial Group?
Yeah, of course. So I'm an Angeleno, born and raised in Los Angeles, more specifically Northridge. So I was an earthquake kid. Mm-hmm. At a young age, I was actually very interested in the stock market. My dad would tell me so-and-so was up, so-and-so was down. So I wanted to learn more about that. I wanted to know what that meant. Eventually, my parents, they helped me open up an online brokerage account with some of my bar mitzvah money. And I promise you, I learned firsthand what it meant to be up and down in the stock market. You fast forward several years, my mother was actually financially defrauded. It was a big impact on my family. I didn't really even understand how that could happen. How could it occur? And again, I wanted to learn more about that, so I did. I ended up with a degree in finance, and I had the privilege to manage the California State University Northridge student investment fund. Through college, I actually worked at a boutique wealth management firm, and they specialized in transition planning for family businesses. A lot of them happened to be multi-unit franchise operations. So that's how I really came up in this world, on the independent side, working with a boutique wealth management firm.
That's great background, and you mentioned the personal experience along the way where your mom got defrauded, and a lot of times it's a little catalyst like that that help people define who they're going to be and what they're going to do when they get older. And so it sounds like you found that was a catalyst, it sounds like, in your life.
Clearly it was. You know, obviously we look back on it, horrible situation, but you know what it's led me to down my path, and I assure you my mom is a happy client of mine. It worked itself out the right way.
That's great. So, you know, these days, technology is everywhere. People talk about technology in every facet. There's smart TVs and, you know, it's just the world's gone mad with technology, right? So in the financial services world, it's really no different. How has technology become a critical role, or why is it so important today in the financial world?
Yeah, I mean, let's face it, you're right, Bill. Technology is changing everyone's businesses. Clearly my clients' businesses, of course, everything about my business. Technology really is at the center of everything we do. I mean, we think of this radio show today that's being streamed across the internet. So radio is not even just radio anymore. It touches everything. Mm-hmm. Now in my world, in the financial services and financial planning world, it touches everything from processing business more securely in a paperless office, collaborating with other trusted advisors from our clients' teams, right? We're working with accountants, lawyers, again, CFOs. We need information at our fingertips. And clearly the way that we actually manage our clients' investment portfolios, it's all on technology systems and computer related. You know, we're not reading the ticker tape anymore mm-hmm. and making phone calls to right. guys in bright jackets on the floors of the exchanges. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And with that, some people are afraid of technology. And there's, of course, there are as many safeguards as you can put in place. But then you hear things about people getting hacked or big companies getting hacked. So how did it, with technology, is security a major factor in technology when it comes to financial services? And what are some of the ways that companies safeguard against that?
Yeah, you're right. People are very apprehensive to take on new technologies, right, being early adopters. And yeah, it seems more recently that you keep hearing these cases about very sensitive data for large organizations being hacked. Now, that doesn't mean that individuals aren't targeted every now and then, because it does happen, right? We still hear about identity theft and things along those lines. So clearly, when it comes to the financial services industry as a whole, there are regulations in place. And all of these technologies are tried and true and tested before we're even allowed to be approved to use these types of things for our clients. You know, a good example of technology that helps secure client information, as backwards as this may sound to some folks, is paperless offices. So you may think of, oh, my information is in some cloud somewhere, you know, but is that really less safe than had it been printed out and in the file cabinet or on someone's desk and you have a cleaning crew coming through your office? Probably not. You're probably safer having this paper never really being created or being shredded immediately mm-hmm. and living in a digital world.
Yeah, it's probably just because it's so new and we start hearing more and more about it. But there's some really bright spots in using technology, especially when working with clients in financial services. What are some of the ways that you use clients or technology with your clients these days?
Yeah, that's a great question. When we established 1080 Financial, we invested heavily in technology. We needed to ensure that we had the tools and resources to help our clients and their families thrive for generations. So we have a secure portal that all of our clients log into. I use this system for my own finances. I love it. Our system organizes and simplifies all of their personal financial affairs. So it's one login to see what's basically a living balance sheet. It has all of your accounts, assets, liabilities, and more. And we show our clients how we use that information. The data that we collect on cash flow, growth rates, taxes, future expenses, we create financial models. And that helps us better understand the financial decisions today and how that would impact the future, because really that's the beauty of financial planning, understanding risks and consequences before you take them.
Yeah, and I've seen a lot of these platforms and they are very efficient, and that's what people are looking for these days, is more time in their day and more efficiency. A living plan is better than the old way where you hand somebody a book or a booklet and as soon as they walk out of the office, it's out of date, right? So it becomes less worthwhile as time goes by.
Yeah, I remember when I first started in this business 8 years ago, and you know, we deliver a financial plan and the joke was made that it's already outdated before it hit your desk.
Right. Because first of all, the investment, you know, the investments are going to change value very quickly. How else do people use these platforms? I've heard of storing documents and things like that, important documents. They can retrieve them anywhere in the world. And what are your experiences?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely have done your homework, Bill. You know, the systems that we're using, it has a secure vault for our clients to log into, again, from that one login screen. So a great example of some data you might need handy in your, you know, being able to access it from your phone or a tablet or a computer is your estate planning documents. I mean, God forbid something happens to a family member and you need that healthcare directive, where is it? You're going to run home and get it out of the safe? Or what if you could just bring it up right there on the phone to show the doctor?
Yeah, that's very good point, because it's become very, very difficult for healthcare professionals to provide advice without the right documents at the right time. And Yeah. What are you going to do? Go home and run? And I've heard of people, Stephen, maybe you've heard of this, but even putting their copies of their passport into these vaults. And if they're traveling and they happen to lose their passport, they can go to an internet cafe and print it out. And at least they're better off than having nothing at all. So there's some innovative ways people can use these types of vaults.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with you. You know, of course, don't get mad at me when they won't let you through the airport line, but clearly it's better to have it than not. You know, we open that vault up to our clients to store just about anything that makes sense to them. And, you know, even things like auto insurance policies. So it's a wide range.
Great stuff. We're talking with Stephen Rishaw. We're going to come back in just a minute and talk about some client stories and tips, ideas, and precautions. We'll be right back, so please stay with us.
Business succession and exit planning is hard, and everyone says you should start early. But where can you hear a lot of ideas from a lot of professionals so you can decide what's best for you? At ExitCoachRadio.com, we're interviewing over 150 advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Hi everybody, it's Bill Black, the Exit Coach. It's not often I get a chance to endorse a good friend and outstanding professional like Brad Hall. Here's a testimonial from their website. The Hall & Company staff have a great knowledge and understanding of tax issues, which provides an invaluable level of comfort. Hall & Company CPAs and advisors are committed to providing the highest quality professional services and guidance. For information and a free consultation, call Brad Hall at 949-910-4255. Welcome back, friends. Just a reminder that we've interviewed dozens of advisors on a wide variety of topics, and you'll find all of their interviews and highlights online at ExitCoachRadio.com or on iTunes at iTunes.ExitCoachRadio.com. And I'm talking with Stephen Rishaw from 1080 Financial Group. And before the break, we talked about some of the uses of technology, but now let's talk about the people that are using a lot of that technology. Steve, do you feel that the up-and-coming generations are prepared to make wise business and financial decisions these days?
You know, it's a mixed bag, yes and no. I see some, you know, you meet with some of these family businesses and you realize that they've got multiple generations that have been involved in the business since, you know, day one. I hear stories about the kids that say, I've been working in the store since I was 6 years old. And sometimes that's not the case. Clearly you have individuals in the family that are not the least bit interested in the business. We found that sometimes when there's, you know, younger generations that have been involved for a longer period of time, they grasp the business. They understand, you know, all the facets of it. They get that being the owner of the business means you wear a lot of hats. You don't just get to, you know, demand and boss people around.
Good point. Yeah.
So, you know, I do believe that in general, the younger generation, we are going to be okay and make it out of this. Mm-hmm. But we've got some catching up to do, and we've got to bridge that generational gap. There's no doubt about it.
Are there educational programs that are preparing younger people these days for better financial decisions down the road?
You know, I've seen some programs out there. I think the key is just financial literacy. We, you know, I don't know if the right idea is to start teaching this stuff in school. I would probably say maybe it's not. But there are resources online. There's a site that I was involved with recently that's picking up some of my articles called finlit.com. A really good resource for like high school and college students just to get a grasp of what's going on. They use a lot of the YouTube videos so they make it more interactive.
Yeah.
And I think clearly there is a population of younger advisors like myself that have a way of interacting with the younger generations. It just helps it make sense to them.
Yeah, I think that's what it needs. Is they're used to hearing information in quicker sound bites and more succinct videos are good. So maybe re-engineering some of those types of things to create educational campaigns could work wonders for younger people, because you know it's gotten complicated. When I was growing up, it was there weren't all these different investment choices available to you. You didn't have to have so much to worry about, and there weren't so many lawsuits and things along those lines. So when you're working with family, what do you mean by aligning personal goals with business objectives?
Yeah, that's really important. You know, it's really not that much of a surprise to me these days when you come across a business that was reputable, you thought it was well run. Owner passes, and all of a sudden, everything's just falling apart. family stressed out, arguing. You know, there wasn't really a formal way of passing on the responsibilities effectively to either key employees or other family members. And I think the issue is business owners are so good at what they do that they stay focused on that piece of what they do. And they're not always thinking in the back about, okay, what happens if this or if that? They're not thinking about when I'm ready to retire and move on. You know, a lot of times they never even had that conversation. A business owner retiring? No, that's never going to happen. So, you know, what we found is really important is starting with the family, the legacy planning, you know, the personal goals. What is it that you're trying to accomplish? And then let's take a look at the business and make sure that all the things you're setting up and working towards are aligned with that family financial plan or that estate plan per se.
Yeah, and the problem and the complexity is you've got three generations of thinking at work here. You might have, you might be part of the sandwich generation where you're in between both of these, right? And you're dealing with your parents maybe started the business and they're holding their cards close to the vest and they're not used to communicating. But you know that it's the handwriting's on the wall. You're going to take over. And if an emergency or catastrophe like death happens, what's going to happen? I mean, there's been not been that communication. So that's what you guys get involved in. That's why you say the 1080 approach looks up a generation, looks back a generation, says, how do we all work together so that nobody's threatened, but we're all prepared so that we're all remembered for our planning, not our lack of planning along the way, right?
Yeah, that's true. Because if you don't have a plan, guess what? You really do. That wait and see plan means whatever the government says is what's going to go. And most people aren't fond of Uncle Sam's plans.
So are you a big proponent of things like family financial meetings?
Yeah. So, you know, one thing that we talk a lot with our clients about is just open communication, right? A lot of times we just said families don't want to talk about the nitty gritty. No one wants to talk about the what ifs. But you need to, because whether you discuss it or not, it's inevitable that those what ifs will happen. And if you think these discussions are tough on your family now, imagine how they're going to be when they're emotionally vulnerable and you're not there to speak up and have your word, you know, have your word in that conversation. So having these discussions proactively sooner rather than later, and if you do need someone to facilitate it, whether that be, you know, a business partner, a close friend, a financial advisor, an estate planner, sometimes having that third party really helps, especially when you are dealing with the generational gap, just like you pointed out there, Bill.
Yeah, well, it's tough because a lot of times if you could get the meeting started, you know, then maybe the ball would start rolling. But we talk about it a lot here. Happy Thanksgivings are a goal of family business planning, right? And so you don't want to get moving down the wrong direction. And it's difficult because you're dealing with people and their egos and their images of each other. And, you know, we've had situations where the business owner says, well, I don't even let my son drive the nice car, even though the son is like 50 years old. You know, I don't let him drive the nice car. I'm not going to let him run the business because that's my baby. And you have to deal with a lot of different situations out there. And I'm glad you guys get involved and help people to open up their lines of communication because that's so critical.
Yeah, clearly it is.
So when you're looking for your next client, what's an ideal characteristic for that client? Who should call you?
Yeah, so, you know, at 1080, we work with a lot of different types of clients. You know, we tend to work with a lot of solo practitioners like doctors, lawyers, entertainment clients, as well as, like we've been talking about, we really enjoy working with family businesses. You know, we found that a lot of these closely held businesses, they have multiple generations involved in the operations. And being a millennial myself, I love working with other young professionals. So our clients are people that have put a lot of sweat equity in their families and their businesses. And, you know, they're people that need to be sure everything they've worked toward is on track. They're thinking ahead about their children, their legacy. Maybe they do have plans in place and they need to update it to today's environment. And sometimes this might be their first steps. Bottom line, they need to make sure they've aligned those personal goals with those business objectives.
Great talking with you, Steve. How do people get in touch with you?
Best way to reach out to us, you can find us on the web at 1080financial.com. That's the numbers 1080financial.com. And you know what? Feel free to drop me an email, Stephen, STEPHEN, at 1080financial.com.
Stephen Rishal, thanks very much for joining us today. You know, I'd like to have you come back sometime and go deeper into some of these topics, because there's a lot here that we can talk about in another 20-minute session. So thanks very much for joining me. It's been a real pleasure. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back, so please stay tuned.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing over 250 top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.